Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling. We believe that every child is uniquely and wonderfully made, and that parents can be the best teachers for their children. Here is Classical Conversations founder, Lee Bortons.
Classical education has a reputation for cultivating great thinkers and writers, but how does it cultivate competent scientists? Scientists must be good at observation. An astronomer must pay attention to the slightest movement of a star across the sky. A microbiologist must notice the slightest difference in a cell when it divides. A biologist must notice the slight change in behavior of a group of gorillas. A doctor must notice a slight change of temperature in a child's fever. They must also be good at describing what they observe and be able to keep detailed records. Attending to Latin endings and equation parentheses in math also help us learn to observe well. To develop these skills as a scientist, I recommend starting with a nature sketch journal as early as possible. Take it with you outdoors and let the children draw what they see. Leaves, trees, mushrooms, ferns, flowers, moss. Teach them to label the accurate names of things in their book. As your student develops an appetite for more knowledge, bring books along that help identify the details you're observing. And while looking at nature books, draw the amazing things you'd see if you could travel to another continent, or into a microscope, or out into space. The Nature Sketch Journal from ClassicalConversationsBooks.com gives a student blank pages for sketching and some line pages for recording observations, as well as examples of student sketches, inspirational quotes, interesting science facts, classifications of living things, a timeline of famous scientists, the periodic table, and measurements and conversion tables. A ruler on the back cover makes it easy to make measurements in the classroom or on a nature hike. It's sure to kickstart a love of science.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more about Classical Christian Community, visit ClassicalConversations.com.